Jose Antonio Ocampo won praise as the head of Colombia's Ministries of Finance and Agriculture and as chief of its central bank for boosting economic growth and investment.
Y yo tengo las ventajas.
Ocampo says he is the only candidate who has headed national, regional, and global organizations. Now a professor at Columbia University, he previously researched and taught development economics at Britain's Cambridge University and other schools. Ocampo also served in high-level posts at the United Nations, including Under Secretary General for Economic and Social Affairs, making him well-known to experts in the field, like Uri Dadush of the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
Well, I think Mr. Ocampo is one of the recognized development experts in the world today. Huge experience. Whether he has the management skill, the kind of determination that you need to run a large organization like that, that's a question in my mind. I know it's a question in many minds.
Ocampo worked on a book with Nancy Birdsall of the Center for Global Development.
And he's a very esteemed academic, has done a lot of good work. I'd say he's stronger on some of those macro issues than on the microeconomic issues and sectoral issues where the World Bank tends to be involved: education, health, infrastructure.
Ocampo thinks the World Bank should do more to help small-scale agriculture as part of its mission to reduce poverty. He says the effects of global warming are already visible and should be high on the bank's agenda, along with food prices and problems with the financial sector. Ocampo believes one step in coping with global warming is helping emerging nations find and manage the energy they need to grow while minimizing the impact on the environment. He admits these tasks will require more money. He says major emerging nations are the most likely source of funds and would be more likely to increase their support if they got a greater say in the bank's activities, including the selection of its president. Ocampo is in a three-way race with U.S. nominee Jim Yong Kim, a Korean-American health expert, and Nigerian finance minister Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala. Jim Randall, VOA News, Washington.